In the wake of the horrific violent acts of 9/11, I remember hearing in New York Rabbi Yisrael Belsky Shlita from Torah Das said that it would be a very correct approach to, at the time, 10 years ago, to take those feelings of, oh, I wish we could reverse time, I wish we can go back and have things just the way they were. It would be very correct to use that feeling and access that and apply it to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Today, 10 years later, even that seems quite far back in time. And 2,000 years ago is an awful long time. And it's very difficult to keep these kinds of memories fresh and alive, and that the raw pain should be as it was. In Kina Chavdalid, Rolezer HaKalir wants to make it very concrete and graphic for us, and that should help us keep those memories alive. So he really goes into the details of the different components, the various parts of the Beis HaMikdash, and he really talks about the Shulchanos and the Kinaris and all the things that we can look back and say, look, you know, there's a place of Ashur Shechina called the Beis HaMikdash, and each of the components had a special role to play that would help us in Kiris Elohim. And we no longer have that. And that's something very concrete we can think about. The line I find particularly fascinating, though, is really a different theme. At the very beginning of the Kina, Al Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Esbod B'chol Shana V'Shana Misbeit Chadosh. Each and every year, I will say a Misbeit Chadosh, I'll say a new lamentation about this event that happened. Really? There was one event, and the Nusach has been set, and just like we have a Siddur that doesn't change, we have the Kinos that don't seem to change. What is that supposed to mean to me, that Esbod B'chol Shana V'Shana Misbeit Chadosh? I'll have some kind of new Misbeit I'm going to say on the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps we could say, Rav Sadia Gaon famously said, that the chiv of a person to do tshuva each and every day can be explained in a pretty simple way, that yesterday I did tshuva, and now because of that, I have a greater realization of where I need to be. So the next day, I'm really starting from a whole different starting point. So now from a fresh perspective, I'm doing tshuva. So it's a dynamic process where each day leads you to the next day. It's not one thing that stays static. So too, with the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, last year we said a misbid on the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully that led us to some growth, and now hopefully we realize even more what we're missing. Before we were so far away, maybe it was even harder to relate. Now we're a little bit closer, maybe we can gain some more perspective and understand more what we're missing, and that will lead us to say a different kind of misbid, and that could be the Misbeit Chadosh. Another approach might be, I heard a powerful idea recently, if we look a little bit farther in the Kina, it goes on to say, Shnei Mikdashim Hashem Malu Uvamata, Zel Gav Zeh. That in reality, we talk about Chorban Beis HaMikdash, but in reality there are really two Bat Mikdashim. There's the Beis HaMikdash that was down here, Shalmata, and parallel, corresponding to that, there was a heavenly Beis HaMikdash. And we know Midrashim say, and it's really reflected in the next paragraph, Va'arba G'cholim B'dvir Mahalachos, that it didn't just happen in a moment. The spiritual decline and decay of Klal Yisrael led to a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually let these four Malachim carrying four coals and released them on the four walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And that was purely results of Almadrega. And once there's that internal decay, then and only then is it possible for the Oyev to do the physical act of destruction. So if that's the case, then each year that we do something wrong, like we heard from Rav Jacobowitz last night, it's a whole process. And each part, everything that I'm doing good is laying another brick of the Beis HaMikdash. And each thing I'm doing bad is doing the opposite. So if so, each year a person has to think, how delinquent was I? What was caused by my spiritual deficiencies? Right? And if we didn't have those inadequacies, then perhaps the Beis Hamikdash would already be rebuilt. So each year has its own perspective of all the chataim that we did. And on those chataim, I have to say, ati masbet misbet chadosh. Al chorben Beis Hamikdash, ki huras ki chihudosh, esboi b'chol shana v'shana misbet chadosh.